The Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, who died in August, was considered the most distinguished literary voice of his community, so much so, in fact, that he received a state funeral from the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah. Last week, Darwish's New York admirers got together to celebrate his work. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter was there.
Palestinians have been scattered by reasons of history, but Darwish helped bring them together. His poems describe an emotional homeland, one shared by Palestinians who grew up in Israel, like Darwish himself, and those who went into exile, like Mariam Saeed.
Growing up in Lebanon, we were taught that the Palestinians who stayed on were traitors. Meeting Mahmoud shook the foundation of that idea and made me rethink my whole upbringing.
Saeed is the widow of the scholar Edward Saeed. She was speaking to a crowd gathered to remember Darwish at the Alwan Art Space downtown. Then a group of writers and artists read some of Darwish's poems in Arabic and English, accompanied by music. This one is called As He Draws Away.
In our shack, the enemy takes a rest from his gun, leaving it on my grandfather's chair. He eats our bread like a guest, dozes on the wicker chair, caresses our cat's fur.
This feeling of intimacy within conflict is a hallmark of Darwish's poems. At other times, they're indignant, sarcastic, or sad. After the reading, Uri Horesh, an Israeli living in Philadelphia, and Reem Khamis Dakwar, a Palestinian scientist in New York, shared what made Darwish's work so meaningful to them.
It brought to life in a very eloquent manner how we can view the Palestinians as humans with whom we can interact in a peaceful, civilized way.
He's a symbol for me. He's a symbol of who I am, of my history, my people, of humanity, of things that nobody could express for us, and he was able to express it.
It might be that Darwish reminded Palestinians of the potential for emotional fullness despite constant conflict and loss. Or maybe more simply, his poetry felt like home.
وأعمل مع رفاق الكدح في محجر.
For WNYC,
وأطفالي ثمانية أسل لهم رغيف الخبز والأثواب والدفتر من الصخر ولا أتوسل الصدقات من بابك ولا أصغر أمام بلاط أعتابك فهل تغضب؟ سجل أنا عربي أنا اسم بلا لقبي صبور في بلاد كل ما فيها يعيش بفورة الغضب جذوري قبل ميلاد الزمان رست وقبل تفتح الحقب وقبل السرو والزيتون وقبل ترعرع العشب أبي من أسرة المحراث لا من سادة النجب